This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Lost Tea, plus Augie Smith, suits, and fake hair. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The Movers, this is Frank.
Yeah, I'm behind one of your trucks on the highway here, and it has the How's My Driving on it. What's my draw's number?
Yeah, what's the truck number? It's like right above the bumper.
It's 5353.
What's the problem?
I gotta tell you, this guy, he's good. I mean, he's like right between the lines, keeping it 70 miles per hour. I mean, he's got really good driving skills.
So you don't have an issue with the way he's driving?
No, hell no, no. I mean this guy, he's like right between the lines, going 70 miles per hour. I mean, he should be giving lessons. I mean, that's how good this guy is. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, he's switching lanes. There's a signal. Damn, he's good. Turn signal on me. This guy's... He's got, like, mad driving skills. He's good.
Yeah, we appreciate your feedback.
All right, hold on. I'll get up beside him and let him know I'm on the phone once you give him compliments. Hold on one second here. I'm on the phone for you! Oh, funny. Let me roll the window down. Hold on. I'm on the phone for you!
Sir.
For you!
I mean, he looks mad. I'm pretty sure he thinks you're saying something else. Can you just stop
trying to talk to me? No, my mom's not a trucker. No, you're the trucker.
Okay, sir. If you
you're
could,
the trucker. Mom's a school teacher.
If you would just stop, if you would just let him go, you're probably upsetting him.
He just threw a beer can at me. Is that what happened? The guy just threw a beer can at me.
Okay.
Damn beer can at me. This is bull. No one stop that.
He's throwing beer cans at you.
He's throwing beer cans at me.
Okay.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What did you just say, Tom, about yourself?
I'm an idiot.
He's an idiot. It's official.
I saw you staring to the minute bill.
The iced tea.
Did you bring it in here and forgot you brought it in?
Did it fall?
Oh, wait a minute.
I've lost it.
Look in the men's room. Maybe I put it on the table.
The men's
room.
Make
sure you piss it.
Wait a minute. Jess is here. We'll put a professional on this.
Sorry.
She'll find
Maybe
me.
It's over by the Xerox machine.
Even the producer just got up to walk out and look.
Okay, this is no joke. We have three full-grown adults looking for Tom's drink.
It's a...
I saw you stirring the ice. Just...
I brought the ice in. I forgot the tea.
Who knows where he's
going. He could have been stirring like air.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the tea is in the shredder.
That's right. Sorry. You know, it just dawned on me. Ace would make an incredible private detective. He's like always sees and knows
there
and
we go.
Questions.
I pay attention.
Where was it?
Hey, there we go.
Where was it?
Now, wait a minute. You wanted the whole carafe?
That's not what you meant.
No, yes, I needed the tea.
He brings ice in.
Didn't say get the tea. You said I left my cup.
Yeah.
And so I was looking for your cup of ice because I saw him put the ice in the cup.
That's why but I forgot the tea.
If you hadn't done that, no one would have found it. You go.
So where was it?
No, I knew where the tea...
It was up your ass.
I knew where the tea was. I was looking for the cup with the ice and the tea already in it.
So you're suggesting I have a carafe up my ass?
I'm going to put it up your ass.
That's almost sissy. We need this.
Let's take a break right now.
So nice.
Yeah.
This is one of the great oohs.
Things are gonna get easier.
But first they're gonna get worse.
Much worse.
This reminds me of
much worse, much worse.
When I was a young black girl in,
That's right.
In Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Could we possibly introduce our guest?
Sure.
We have been joined in the studio by a distinguished comedian. He is Augie Smith. Augie, it's a great pleasure to see you.
Good to see you, my friend.
You look very handsome. You got the shaved head with the beard.
Ooh, and the right. Three-piece on that.
Three-piece suit. That's right. The coolest thing about me, guys, is that you know where I buy my suits from?
Where?
An old Armenian man's garage. That's right.
That's so cool.
That's right. It's the coolest thing I do. My man, Ganoush.
Nice.
Ganoush used to have a brick-and-mortar store where he sold suits in Hollywood. And something happened. I don't ask a lot of questions, Chick.
No need.
I don't ask a lot of questions.
Yep.
I just know that he has a house in Van Nuys that has about 3,000 suits in it, and he sells them out of his garage.
Wow.
So I go to Ganoush's garage, and this last because I bought this specifically for the show, and he says, "Are you a lawyer?" I said, "No, Ganoush, I'm a comedian." And he got really excited, and he said, "I have a joke for you."
Oh, very good.
And if there's anything I love more than hearing street jokes, it's hearing street jokes in broken English. Right?
Here, here.
There is man, and he goes to aircraft store. You know, like jet plane.
Yeah.
And he buy parachute, okay? And he say to man, "How I know parachute open?" And the man says, "Don't worry. If it doesn't open, come back, I give you a refund." And so Ganoush, he says, is that a good joke? I said, "Ganoush, that's a great joke.
Yes.
And if you give me $50 off this suit, I will tell it on the Bob and Tom show."
Nice.
So that's what just happened. Payola, baby.
Yes, sir.
Payola.
Plus, it has a hint of like a haberdasher humor in it.
Yeah,
a retailer.
Very nice.
Perfect.
Ganoush.
My man Ganoush for the win.
Can you do the fandango? Ganoush.
That's wonderful.
Wow. Is this guy semi-famous that does this garage?
Ganoush? Well, I tell every comic I know about him. Because here's the thing, Tom. I came in, when I started coming to the show 20 years ago, I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And now
I'm too.
Old, angry man that yells at young comedians for the way they dress on stage. They wear hoodies. Some of them wear shorts. Yeah. Come on. Put on a jacket, man. And would it kill you to close with a song? So what I do is I direct young comics to Ganoush and hope that they'll buy a suit from him in his garage.
Show some respect for the craft.
Augie, I remember
better than them.
You were, I feel like you were sort of criticizing me without criticizing me at the time.
Oh, I think I was probably criticizing you.
But you were talking about how comedians, you go, shave. I just want to yell at these guys, shave before you go up and do a show. And I was real unshaven. And I like not a beard, but just haggard looking.
Yes.
And I went, I think he's talking to me without talking to me.
Mm, it was giving you advice without giving you advice.
Yeah.
Well, I yelled at a young comic for wearing shorts on stage, mm-hmm. and then he called his special shorts on stage. Like I was responsible for that.
That's nice.
I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah. And Augie, you do have, as I said, that not everybody can pull off the look that you have,
which is
the beard and the bald head. I was associated with Shel Silverstein, the great...
A little bit, yeah.
Remember the... And he was in the 60s. He had that look, which nobody had.
Right.
He's, of course, the writer of the many books and songs.
Weirdo.
Many books.
It gives the illusion of hair. Like, you want to have the illusion of hair somewhere on your face. Because the true story about me is that, guys, I could have hair.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, I was fishing with a guy from Bosley, the Bosley people.
Oh, yeah.
And he offered me free hair.
Oh.
He said, and it would have been, at the time, it was like $26,000 to do like three treatments, so I would have hair. And you guys know why I didn't do it?
Why?
Because I thought it would be lying to my crowd.
Yes.
I was so into the art and being an artist that I turned down hair, and it was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life, and I wish I was lying to my crowd right now every night with a beautiful head of hair. Yeah. But I didn't do it.
Well, good for you.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No plugs.
No hair plugs is what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you can plug.
No, I'm doing a show this weekend.
No.
The Big Sky Comedy Festival coming up.
You're already not plug free. You got Ganoush in there twice.
We've talked about this a million times. When we have you try on hair pieces, we should bring Augie in, and you both can try on hair pieces in one morning. That would be great.
This is the thing that breaks my heart, is sometimes I put on wigs, and I look beautiful. I'm a beautiful man with hair.
So handsome.
I'm whatever this is without hair, but with hair. Yeah. Oh, my God.
A movie star.
I would be so successful. Yeah.
I see it. I can see it.
Mm. Once again, we're hanging out with comedian Augie Smith. Family doing well? Is everybody okay?
Everybody's good. And as most people can tell by looking at me, I got a couple cats.
Yeah.
I think that's clear. And so here's what happened. There's two cats in the Smith household. And this last Thanksgiving, one of my cats got sick, man. And if you don't have cats, you might be saying, hey, Og, how did you know your cat was sick?
Mm.
Oh, they let you know. They don't suffer in silence. Okay? There are basically two levels of cat health. There's perfectly fine, and then there's, what the hell is wrong with your cat? And we were at DEF CON 2, right? But it was Thanksgiving, right? So I had to take him to the ghetto vet. Because yeah. A, that was the only vet that was open, and B, that's where we live. Right? So I take him to the ghetto vet, and the ghetto vet looks at my cat, and he asked me something no medical professional has ever asked me before. He says, is money an issue? Is money an issue? Well, let's see here, Doc. I'm parked illegally at the Smart and Final across the street because your only two parking spaces are currently filled with broken refrigerators. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say money is probably an issue today. Is money an issue? I'm at the Et Hospital instead of the Pet Hospital because the P has fallen off of your building. I know this because it's still leaning up against the side of the building, a building that, by the way, was clearly a Taco Bell within the last 6 years. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say money is probably an issue today. Is money an issue? No. I'm an eccentric billionaire. And what I do for fun is every day I grab a messed up cat and I drive from Malibu to a crappy part of the valley and I find a vet next to a transmission shop and a check cashing place and I play Price is Right with who can keep the cat alive the cheapest. That's who I am. Is money an issue? The cat was free, man. And now you're hitting me on the back end? What kind of Columbia Records crap is that? Because
we did it the right way.
Because if you want a cat in California, you can't go buy a cat. That's what fascists do. Oh, man.
Right.
You got to head down to the shelter, baby. Yeah. And you got to hit Kitty Death Row, man. And you got to walk the green mile, the feline mile, man. And you got to look in the hollow eyes of the dam. And you got to pick yourself out a street cat, man. Yeah. You need a cat that was born behind a dumpster in a driving rainstorm, quickly abandoned by its family that had to fight for every morsel of food it's had up until that very moment. Because who doesn't want a house pet with severe PTSD for the first couple years of owning it? Who doesn't want a cat that goes every time you enter a room? Who doesn't want a cat that swipes at your face every time you take a nap on the couch because you represent the man that did the bad thing? Who doesn't want a pet that views you as the enemy constantly? Look, and here's the thing. I ain't the Innocence Project, man. I didn't walk into the shelter with a DNA swab that proved my cat's innocence. No! Whatever my cat was on death row for, he did that stuff, man. My cat is guilty, and I'm just putting him back into the public. No rehabilitation. And how do I know that's even a cat? I saw this movie where these people adopted what they thought was a kid, and it turned out to be like a 30-year-old Serbian woman, right? This happens all the time. You think you get a cat, and it turns out to be an escaped lunatic from Eastern Europe. It happens so much that they make movies about it. Anyway, the point is, the cat's fine, and it costs $238.
Okay.
That was the number we decided on. There was a negotiation.
You got off light.
Yeah, I think so too.
$238 is a steal.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
I had. You ever get the phone call? I had the one. My doggies. This was years ago. Was getting his teeth cleaned. I got the phone. To do this, we're going to have to give him an anesthetic. So it's going to be $800.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a dog with fewer teeth. That's what it's going to be. Oh, God, that is
crazy.
Great. I love the ghetto vet. Oh, God, there's one of those everywhere. That's so funny. Oh, God. Augie Smith is our guest. Augie, by the way, is a great idea if you want to have like a Christmas party or something and want to shake things up. Augie's a terrific comedian and he does a nice job at those so-called corporate events. And one of the things I love about those, I was talking to Frank Caliendo about this. There's someone usually like two or three tiers down from the boss is the booker.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And they always do this thing. I've got a great idea. The boss's wife, Audrey. Yeah, make fun of her. And then they give a thing. And Frank goes, he learned very early on, what you do is you go check with the boss. Yeah. And usually he goes, if you mention Audrey, you don't get paid and I kill you.
Yeah. The weirdest one of those I ever had was, it was at a regular show at a club. And this guy comes up and he's had a few. And he's kind of an older guy. And he says, so Kathy's here tonight. And it's Kathy's birthday. And I was hoping, and then he from his pocket comes out a pair of women's underwear.
All right.
And I said, I thought maybe you could bring these on stage and you could say you found them in a parking lot or something and do they belong to Kathy?
Oh, my God.
And I said to him, how do you know Kathy? Do you work with her? He says, no, she's my daughter.
Yeah.
And it was like the sixth sense, man. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So how did it go over?
It did not go over well.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.